Listen to your heart. Your heart is never wrong. Always face the truth. Your heart won't lead you home.
Welcome to Soul Wealth, wealthy conversations that nurture the soul. Get ready for an enlightening conversation that will nurture your soul and help you live your best life. Now, here's your host, Dr. Vicki Johnson.
Welcome to the Soul Wealth Radio Show. I am your host, Dr. Vicki Johnson, here on 96.3 HD4 and DCRadio.gov. Here on the Soul Wealth Radio Show, we have wealthy conversations that nurture the soul. And these conversations have been incredibly inspiring, insightful, illuminating. And I am grateful personally to be on my way to 350 episodes. Can you all believe that? I mean, it's a privilege to be able to sit and have heart-to-heart conversations with that many people. And I am grateful. Also grateful, have to give a shout out to my producer because he's awesome. Shane. What's up, Shane? I appreciate you. And of course, to the legend himself, Max Myrick, who is the visionary and general manager here at DC Radio. I'm grateful for both of them because of their yes. I am able to say yes and invite others to say yes to have some of these powerful conversations. My guest today is a multifaceted woman of purpose who has a passion for empowering others to live their best lives. With her diverse background as a professional coach, inspirational speaker, a licensed minister, a psalmist, a successful entrepreneur, author, and talk show host, she is well equipped to help others tap into their inner strength and achieve their goals. As the CEO of Moe's Enterprise LLC, my guest provides professional coaching and consulting services to help individuals connect the pieces of their lives and stand confidently in the world. She is a worship leader at heart. She released her first single, Grace Upon Grace, in August 2022. She has a strong academic background and wealth of knowledge to draw from. Her ultimate goal is to inspire and empower people to take action and manifest their dreams, no matter what obstacles they may face. With her unwavering belief that all one needs is within them, she is a true navigator and resource for anyone looking to tap into their inner strength and make a positive impact in the world. Through her journey, she has learned to embrace the process of life, stay in position, tap into her inner strength, remain unstoppable, and manifest. She is given to and values professional excellence, inspiration, mentorship, and I'm going to take personal privilege and add fashion. Honey, y'all should see how fly she is, her and her mama sitting in here. You're not going to hear from her mom today, but they just walked in here like, I'm going to take y'all way back, looking like Ebony Fashion Fair. You remember that? Mm-hmm. Listen, welcome to the Soul Wealth Radio Show. My sister, my friend, my mentee, yes. Monet Horton, Monet S. Excuse me. Monet S. Horton. How are you today?
I am amazing, Dr. Vicki Johnson. Thank you.
You are welcome.
For having me.
You are welcome. I'm so happy to have you here.
I'm gonna
snitch a little bit. I didn't even offer her a bottle of water, any of our basic water, because she came in here with a fashionista water bottle. I mean, I just looked and said, is that your water? Okay. So we'll save our water bottles for those who don't have the foresight to come in here with their own personal water container. It's not even a water tumbler. It's a water container. I'm just making you laugh, Monet. You know I love you. You're fly.
Thank you.
You are innovative, you know, just a fashionista. You say worship leader. I say recording artist. Mm. What? Why? What's the problem? Why haven't we taken the leap from worship leader. I just feel in my spiritualizations, right? That you hiding a little bit. Why not recording artist? You're a recording artist. Why not call yourself that?
You know, I am still embracing this whole process. And so I know what you're saying. I hear you loud and clearly.
Okay. I'm just...
Yes.
Just go there. I'm like, yeah. Just go there. Because worship leader, nothing wrong with that. Mm-hmm. I am saying that your impact is bigger than that.
Amen.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And you can talk freely. You it's not church.
It's levels to it.
But grace upon grace, I love. And there's more music in you. So where is the music coming from? And why are you suppressing it? Two-part question. Where is the music coming from? And why are you suppressing that gift? Because it's amazing. Because the other song you played at your last event... What's the name of that one?
That one is, oh my goodness.
It had a little jazzy flair to it.
Yes. Get Up?
Yes.
Is it? Yeah. Get Up.
Come on, Monique.
It's your time.
You holding back.
Yeah.
You holding back.
Yeah.
You holding your gifts back.
Yeah.
From us. But you're a recording artist.
I am.
Yeah. Why not call yourself that? And I'm asking you these questions, mm-hmm. and I know I'm playfully being combative with Monet because I am her mentor. So this is also, y'all are listening to like a one-on-one session with her. But there's so much in you, and I have seen your impact on others, especially at your last event, which was powerful.
Thank you.
And congratulations again.
Thank you.
So the music.
Okay. So the music, you asked, where does it come from?
Where does the music
come from?
Mm-hmm. Why are you suppressing that? And had been, prior to this moment, resistant to calling yourself a recording artist versus a worship leader?
So the music comes from, I would say, just my journey, my quiet time, mm-hmm. you know, with God. Music has always just been a safe place, a haven, a resting place for me. And I never really saw myself as a recording artist. And I really remember not even knowing that I had the gift inside of me until, you know, growing up in church, someone kind of tapped me on my shoulder and say, hey, would you sing this song? Because I would just be walking and kind of singing. Mm-hmm. And that just like opened up so much for me. So the music just comes from my journey and grace upon grace. I can tell you these last three songs came to me. I just woke up out of my sleep at like all the times, and the lyrics was just going. Mm-hmm. And I was like, God, what is this? So what I would do is just grab my phone and record just what I heard.
You would do what?
Record.
You would do what?
Record.
Oh, okay.
Oh yeah.
Record. Yes. Because, you know, life gives
real
us
simple.
Clues.
Yeah.
Right? It really is, Mama.
Oh,
I'm so glad you just said that. And I'm saying that to model for those who are listening. You know, I often get asked the question, how do you find your purpose? How do I know what I'm called to do? And I'm like, what do you love? What do you hate?
Mm-hmm.
What is in your hands? What do you do without thinking about it?
Yeah.
What just comes naturally?
Natural.
To you? What lights you up? What makes you get up and go? And you would do it even if you weren't getting paid to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like how fly you and your mom. I'm looking at her in my peripheral vision. You know, y'all just fly. I was like, where y'all coming from? Home. Where y'all going? Oh, we just out. Oh, that's right. Y'all dress like this every day. So it follows and makes sense that y'all have a fashion boutique. It follows that you have a jewelry business. Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
Yeah.
It follows that you are experts at imaging and styling and looking and saying, add that, put on those earrings, color your hair this. Like, you and your momager sitting right here. I know I'm just bringing her into the conversation. I just said she's not going to say anything, Mom. I'm not going to put you on the spot. I'm not going to even look at you. But I just want to frame for people who are listening. Mm-hmm. Time is so valuable and so precious. Mm-hmm. Wasted for what? Wait for what? For who?
Right.
So you would wake up out of your sleep with lyrics, pick up your phone, and do what?
Record. And it just came, again, never thought about being a songwriter or anything like that, but it came natural in those moments. And I said, God, I don't know what this is, but...
But now you do.
But now I do. Mm-hmm. And so to your point, I'm saying record, I will record. And then you said, oh, what? Lately, God has been saying, like, listen to your life. Your life is speaking every day, every moment. So, and it's the simple things. And yeah, that kind of just hit me when you said that. So
I'm already doing it. Yeah. It's a love tap. And sometimes we use language that diminishes the fullness of our gifts because we don't want to come off like we think we're all that, when in essence, we are. We are.
Yeah.
I am that. Mm-hmm. And you help other women. Mm-hmm. See that. Isn't that something? How we can pull out of others the lessons we need to learn.
That's good.
And the lessons come through us because they're for us first.
Yeah.
And I've witnessed your impact. Mm. I've seen it. I've heard other women share, oh, Monet, because she stood in her power, I can stand in mine. Like, that is something really, really powerful to witness. Who inspires you?
I would say first and foremost, my mom inspires me. But she inspires me because every time I get up, I'm so grateful for life because 37 years ago, there was a possibility for her to abort me. And not even because it was a question of life or death for her if she was to go on with having me. And so I'm grateful for her. I'm grateful for her life. I'm grateful for her strength. I'm grateful for her perseverance as a mother, a nurturer, and all of those things. So I would say my mom, first my grandmother, she prayed for me. Mm-hmm. And so she's no longer with us, but of course she's here in spirit and just the all around, just amazing woman. And there's so many people. You inspire me.
Oh, thank you.
For real, though. When I say we're at Soul Wealth Radio and I have never seen, I've watched you from afar for years, you know, and you literally embody soul wealth. It's a flow, it's an ease, and
I photobombed you the first time I met
you. Really did. So you did. We have the pictures to prove it. So, and I just love it. You know, it's not a struggle, and you just be, and it might not be correct English.
It's correct.
But you just be. And because you be, I can be when
absolutely.
I look at you. And so, I can name so many people. Cindy Trim, I listen to her.
Where did you get your fashion sense from?
Oh, my goodness. I think it just kind of came natural. But my mom, it goes back to her. I remember being in fashion shows growing up. She would dress us alike because my grandmother would make us outfits, right? Mm-hmm. And we would be in fashion shows. And just also in school, she would always have my hair all nice and polished and laid, just always together. So I think my fashion sense would come from my mother.
Uh-huh. That's awesome. That's awesome. I want you to think for a moment. Mm-hmm. I want you to reflect quickly and share one of your greatest lessons, like a moment that changed your life forever. And from that moment, what was the lesson that you took away from that?
A moment that changed my life
forever. Like after it happened, you knew my life will never be the same after this.
I would say, a moment that changed my life forever. When I stepped out in obedience from my, I feel like it's like deja vu, but I would say when I just stepped out in obedience and doing what I can say recently, this retreat that I just hosted.
Mm-hmm. How did that change you?
It changed me because I'm a perfectionist, so I'm used to having a script, or, you know, having these things, being able to see all everything laid out. Mm-hmm. And so I literally had to step out on faith with what did not make sense. I didn't see the whole manuscript or guide, but I knew I had a vision that God had given me, and it had to happen. And so how it changed me is that it gave me, kind of fortified and gave more depth to my level of faith, and just leaning in to what God is telling me and what he tells me. And so it was more so not about, it literally wasn't, I had to surpass Monet and lean into what he was saying in that moment. Because when I saw the fruit of it at the retreat, I'm like, wow, this is what it was about. Because really, if it was Monet, I would have been at home under my covers in the bed, just in my safe space. But I was, when I saw the fruit of it, I said, God, this is giving birth to so many things that was in women who needed to be in a room. And so I had to create a space beyond me.
What did it create in you? Like when you saw the results, you saw the results. You mm-hmm. had evidence of women. You heard testimonies and them sharing, this impacted me this way. And you had everything from finances to health to emotional health to mental health to physical health. Like it was such a holistic experience. Mm-hmm. It was really, really amazing to witness. So yes, that came to pass. Mm-hmm. It was well attended. It was amazing. What happened in you? The day after, what happened? Or the week after, you know, you said, well, I have to go away.
Right.
I just have to decompress. What was going on with you that you had to decompress from that? Like, what were you thinking? How did it shift, like, turn the ship of your life? Like, how did you pivot after that?
The pivot is that I realized that, wow, this is huge. This is big. You have something. God, you put something in my hands. Now, what are we going to do with this? So how are we going to walk this out? maximize on the moment, all of those things. So it was just like those last couple, those days afterwards, it was like the unraveling, being still and really kind of like getting some downloads on, like, what's next? Mm-hmm. What is this? I saw it, but it was also like an out-of-body experience. But what do you want me to get from this moment? And what are we doing, you know, next? And so, like, the pivot was just like, level up, step up. Like, you got to keep stepping up. It's no going back.
Right.
It's no going back.
Right.
You got to keep moving forward, no matter what it looks like, no matter what your bank account says, no matter what your emotions say, none of that can dictate.
So as a coach to others, thank you for saying that, because this is what I want to pull out, because others are listening to us and you're modeling for them some real steps to take, right? So, yeah, you can't go back. You can't go backward.
No.
You have to go forward.
Mm-hmm.
This is big. What was, as you're decompressing, right, what's the next thing? As a coach, if your client was saying this to you, what do I do next? Because that was huge. That was amazing. The women are excited.
Mm-hmm.
I can't go backward. I have to go forward. What do I do next? What's the next step after you up-level, after you level up? What's the next step?
So the next step is really making sure that you have a structure, you have some things in place. I know for me, I had to just make sure that take it kind of like evaluate again, take your evaluation of what has taken place, because I want to make sure that I have the right infrastructure to carry these women, you know, forward. Community, creating a community and a space that they can be in beyond. So I had to really sit down with my pen and paper, recorder, all of that, and really just begin to, like, you know, download and get a clearer understanding of what God was saying with this vision. So I had to, right now, I'm working on my coaching program, formalizing my community so these women can have a space beyond the physical place that we were in, but to grow and to connect, be refreshed and all of that.
That's excellent.
Yeah.
I think that's awesome. Why did you have or feel it was important to have a mental health professional in the space?
I believe that it was important because we're in a time where so much is going on with mental health. People are walking around, they look the part, but inside they are crumbling. Mm-hmm. And so it's important. Thoughts are things. And everything, I believe, really starts in our mind. And before it transitions and, you know, manifests in our actions and our behaviors, it starts in our mind. So it was very important to have a mental health expert in the room so that, number one, people can know that they are not alone. You are not alone. And we all need help. You are not so high. You are not so low. Or wherever you are, locate yourself so that you can get what you need. And I believe it was so important because as women, we pour out all day, every day, every moment, every second, and we don't take the moment or the time to pour into ourselves. And sometimes you're counseling or doing something for someone else and you don't even realize the level of your pour, that it is important for us to pause, stop, again, locate yourself and say, wait a minute, I'm doing all this pouring, but am I pouring out of an empty space? We have to be full. Some are given what's in their container. And then they go back and they have nothing. Mm-hmm. So it's important to have someone to cover the mental health because I just believe that that's the basics. And we needed to pull back some layers.
Yeah,
there.
I appreciated it.
And
I
it was so
you.
Good.
Yeah, it was excellent. I it can tell
really
you
good.
I appreciate it.
Yeah.
The holistic experience
yeah.
addressing the whole woman.
The whole woman.
The whole woman.
Yeah.
Critical. We are getting close to winding down here. I have two more questions for you. What are you grateful for?
I am grateful for life.
Mm-hmm.
I'm grateful for just having strength and breath in my body, being able to move and to, I thank God for my mind. Because as long as I have that, I can create, I can be innovative, I can think. So I'm just grateful for those things.
And you thank God for your mom.
You're not gonna
be grateful for your mom, and she's sitting right here.
Look, I thought I've been calling on my mama the whole time. So of course I'm grateful for my mother.
Listen, I have to acknowledge today.
Yes.
This anniversary.
Of course we are.
You don't have to say a word, Mom. But I am grateful also that today is the fourth anniversary, right?
Yes, it is.
You having a stroke.
Yes.
And sitting here and not looking like what you've been through.
I cried all night.
So, yeah. I'm just adding that to your gratitude list. I know it's there. I just want to presence it and say it so that it is recorded and people can hear it that May 30th, 4 years ago, you know, God blocked it, right? I'm so grateful for that. And just to, we're not going to go there because I got 2 minutes.
Yeah.
But just to think what your life could have been like had the stroke done total damage, right? But it didn't. So I just saw a light like shining down in the studio.
Yeah.
And she's sitting right here, you know. So that's awesome. What
and we
legacy?
Were in DC.
Oh my goodness. And y'all were in DC at the time? Yeah. So awesome.
Full circle, yeah.
Awesome. Full circle moment. How powerful is that?
Yeah.
Okay. I got it. What legacy do you want to leave?
Ooh, the legacy that
How
I
do you want to be remembered, yeah.
I want to be remembered as being an individual, a woman of standards, a woman of excellence, but a woman who stood unapologetically in her purpose with clarity, confidence, in her purpose, but inspired others to lean into life, especially when it gets hard, because I believe that we are right, real close, within proximity to the greatness. And not only just being in proximity, tapping in fully into their purpose. So being a woman who inspires others to be able to stand confidently in their purpose.
Awesome. And look cute doing it, too. How
yes.
can our listeners connect with you? Where can they find you online? What's your website?
My website is MOS-enterprise.com. You can find me on Instagram at Mose Enterprise, all one word, and as well on Facebook and LinkedIn, Monet S. Horton.
M-O-N-E-T.
Yes.
S-H-O-R-T-O-N. Thank you so much for being a guest here on the Soul Wealth Radio Show here on 96.3 HD4 and DCRadio.gov. I invite you to visit my website, VickiJohnson.com, VickiJohnson.com. I am on all social media platforms at All Things Vicky and YouTube, All Things Vicky Johnson. Listen, Soul Wealth is your birthright. It is your inheritance. So go out into the world. Live with purpose, live with passion, as my guest today, Monet S. Horton, said. Lean into life. Go out into the world, everybody. Live full so you can die empty. Until next time, peace.
You've been listening to Soul Wealth, wealthy conversations that nurture the soul with Dr. Vicky Johnson. Soul Wealth is not just a brand. It's a lifestyle of vision, compassion, authenticity, abundance, and legacy created one conversation, one choice at a time. For more information, visit VickiJohnson.com or click on Soul Wealth at DCRadio.gov.